Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
I'm not eating a chocolate. I'm eating the remainder of the Christmas chocolate.
Oh, you know what? I've got some of that.
Hold on. Where is it?
Here it is. Can you hear it?
I can.
Can you hear it?
It sounds wonderful.
It sprouts.
What is it?
Sprouts.
Oh, sprouts. That's not chocolate.
No, but it's chocolate sprouts.
Oh, I see. Oh, we've got some of those too.
So it's chocolate wrapped in like a green wrapper, making it look a bit like a sprout, but a very small sprout.
So it's a way to get kids to eat the greens and you and Tom.
Yes, with the browns inside the greens. I'm just going to eat one now.
Mmm.
Oh, tasty.
It sounds tasty.
It's delicious.
Are you going to share them?
Mmm. Yep.
I bet Catherine froze them in your mouth from halfway across the room.
Yeah, she's brilliant.
She's like,
she does like...
open up.
She like keeps them up with her feet, you know, does some football.
Oh, really?
Yuppies.
Oh, very clever.
And some skills.
Bit of skills.
And then she hits it. You know, goes off three walls and then in my mouth.
In the mouth. Oh, that's some skill right there.
Sensational stuff.
You're listening to That's Life with Dave and Tom.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to That's Life. It is 2019.
Happy New Year, Dave.
Happy New Year to all the listeners and to yourself, of course, Tom.
You know that people don't say hi now? Like, for the first week, like when you see someone for the first time since the New Year, you don't say hi, you say Happy New Year. Like, it's like... It's like the very first thing you say. It's weird.
No one ever goes, oh, I had an amazing Christmas. We had Father Christmas rounds. We had lots of presents. Everyone's like, yeah, it's all right.
It's all right, yeah. You know,
had family rounds. It was good, yeah.
It's not as exciting as when you're a child.
No. That's the Christmas magic for you. But, we could start a thing, so you could say like, oh, happy new week when a new week starts at work.
Happy new week, yeah.
Happy new week, so, you know.
Happy new day.
Happy every day. Happy new day.
Happy new day, everyone. Yeah, you probably get some looks if you start doing that.
Yeah, you'll probably lose your job. Anyway, so did you have a nice Christmas, Tom?
Yeah, it was all right.
Oh, good. Nice to hear that.
Defer my work for closes, so I had about 2 weeks off. So that's always nice.
That's quite nice. But you have to take the holiday, don't you? You're forced to take.
No.
Holiday.
No? No, it's just closed. We just closed.
Oh, right. So it doesn't count as your annual leave?
No.
Oh, that's really nice.
That's actually... awesome. It's great, isn't it?
I thought because it's an enforced furlough, that means you have to take out of your holiday. But no.
No.
That's...
Well, I don't know if we... I get 20 days. We don't tend to talk about work on the show.
But
20 days and then we also close. So I'm not sure if that might be less than some places.
Well, I get 25 days.
But
that's not 2 weeks though, is it? So
no, but it's 2 weeks. But then you get like the weekends and Christmas Day and
Still 10 days. So,
but it's not. It's 10 days that you probably get 5 or 6 of those days. Anyway, like, well, you get how many?
Oh, I see. Because of the bank holidays. So it all adds
yeah,
up.
Yeah, so like I was off for 2 weeks, but obviously 4 days is the weekend in that time. Two of them is Christmas Day.
Oh, I see where you're
Day,
coming from. I see where you're
two
coming
of them
from.
Are New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. So really only, I think it probably works out about 4 days, 4 or 5 days.
To be honest, I quite like that, that you have to take Christmas. Because I think everyone should have Christmas off.
Yeah, you don't get much work done in that week. So.
Well, exactly. What's the? It's a bit of a pointless week, I suppose.
Yeah.
In some ways.
So did you have a nice Christmas?
It was very good, thank you. It was very lovely. Spent time, a lot of time with mum and dad's. Had a lovely dinner, lovely Christmas, lots of food, lots of nice presents. And it was just a jolly old time, had by all.
Oh, what was your favourite present that you got?
My favourite present, probably a book by, Kerry got me a book, The Complete Works of H.G. Wells.
Oh, okay.
Which I'm looking forward to cracking open. She also got me a book, How to Build an F1 Car, which is quite nice. That could be a new venture.
Yeah, made out, like, what would you make out of? Like, is it like a proper F1 car?
Or is it
the real deal thing?
No, no, it's all about, so it's Adrian Newey's book.
I think I've seen that.
It's forwarded by Damon Hill, and he talks about it's got technical diagrams. And basically, I could read this for the rest of my life. But that's because I'm a big nerd for that sort of thing. So what toy did you get for Christmas?
I don't think I got any toys.
Oh.
I don't...
What'd you do wrong?
No, because I'm a grown-up now, apparently.
Oh.
Yeah, I didn't get any... I got some books, I got some clothes, I got new shoes, that was nice.
Oh, very nice.
We got a gift card, and we use that to buy a frying pan, and...
A whole frying pan?
Yeah, well, a few things, including a frying... The frying pan was the main feature.
Oh, lovely. Where did you get the frying pan from?
We got it from Lelievers.
Ah, other shops are available.
In Jersey. Yeah.
That's very nice.
So, just sorts of stuff, really.
Major incidents? The turkey didn't catch on fire?
No, it all went to plan. The way we do it with my... So we all go around to my aunt's. But we all have a job to do for the meal. So I did the starter, which was soup. So I made the vegetable soup.
Veggie soup.
And I bought loads and loads of veg. And then I think I used about a third of it and was still loads. Oh. So I got more than I was in need of. But then I did want to get more just in case.
Yeah. Well, the rest of it can go in with the rest of the dinner.
Well, that had already been done by someone else. It was another person's job.
Even more.
Made some more soup with it.
Oh, yes. That's a That's Life top tip there. Always get more than you need because you can always find use for it later.
Yeah. And it's like veg goes with loads of meals, so it's perfect.
Fantastic. Awesome.
I can hear the door. Catherine's back.
Hi, Catherine. Hello.
He says hi. Dave says hi.
I want her to kick into your mouth a chocolate.
Oh, God. Darling. Ooh. Okay. I've just been told my bag of vegetables smells.
Oh, dear.
That page I was talking about. Okay. I'm sorry. I'll deal after the podcast. Dave has made a request. He asked if you can throw one of these sprouts into my mouth. But you should just say no. Oh, gosh, he's like, I'll try.
Yay!
Here we go.
What could go wrong?
Yeah, I could choke to death.
On the podcast, excellent. That'll be a great, that'll be a bestseller.
Yeah, that'll be the beginning of something special.
Right, here we go.
Oh, God.
The suspense is growing on me.
Can you unwrap it first? Do you want to say hello?
Hi, Dave.
Hello.
I'm not on camera. Oh, is that why you made that weird noise? Hi, Dave. Woo!
May your aim be true.
He says, may your aim be true.
Thank you, Dave.
He's got a big mouth, so it shouldn't be too difficult.
I'm just going to turn the mic so you can hear her.
Okay.
Here we go.
How far away do I have to stand?
Well, from the other side of the room, apparently.
Other side of the room, apparently.
The long way or the short way?
The way or short way, Dave?
The way she did it previously.
The way that you did it last time.
What did you do last time?
She's standing on the sofa.
Jesus.
No way, this is going to hurt. Oh, God.
Open rider.
Okay.
Go on, Tom.
Ow, my elbow. Sorry. Okay. This is a tangent. We don't have time for this. Go on.
You need to open your mouth wider. You go like this.
You're very far away. Go on.
Here it goes.
I just thought if this goes on the floor, it's a waste.
I'm not eating if it goes on the floor.
Okay,
all right, come on.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
I'm so scared. Go on.
Go on.
Just see how much she's smiling. Come be closer. That's ridiculous. Basically, like launching it.
Don't put your hands in front of your mouth.
Yeah, go on.
Stop moving.
Oh, God.
If you hadn't moved, that would have gone in.
No way. That hit the wall.
Because
that hit the wall. Where's it
chair?
Gone? Where's it gone?
Oh, blimey. You'll find it one day.
The search for the sprout.
talk amongst yourself, Dave.
Oh, dear. So.
Oh, here it is.
He's found it.
I think that was nearly basically in.
There it is. It's got fluff on it now, so.
Oh, well, just
I'm not eating that.
Blow the fluff off, it's fine.
Thanks.
Well, that was fun.
That was a bit of a waste of a good chocolate there. Bye.
Bye, Dave.
Bye.
She said bye. he says bye back. Wow. Okay. Well, that was a bit of a tangent.
Did you enjoy that?
No, not really. No.
Okay. So on the subject of toys, I came across this little oddity from the valves Ooh. From the Annuals of History.
Okay.
So have you ever heard of the Gilbert U238? Atomic Energy Laboratory, Tom.
No, I haven't, no.
No, you haven't? Oh, well,
I haven't,
You will now.
Shall I click the link?
Feel free, that's fine. So essentially, this was a toy that was made back in the 1950s, which enabled a young boy or girl, or probably boy back then, to create their very own nuclear reactor.
Wow.
Of all things.
Okay.
And it even included a radioactive rock. Like it had uranium in it.
Was this meant for kids or
yes.
was it?
Yes.
It was.
This was
given to kids as potential Christmas presents.
As presents, yeah. I mean, wow, it's just ridiculous when you think about it nowadays.
Yeah, you really compare that with like how safety has gone mad now. That so do we have any like film of like kids playing with it or something? Or
well,
do we have any stories going wrong?
Well, I don't know for sure, but although I did read that it didn't do very well.
No, I can't imagine many adults buying it for their kids.
I probably would have been that parent.
It says here it was sold for equivalent of £520.
I know. Could you imagine? That's just. Who would
buy that for their kid? £520.
Well, you think of a Nintendo or a Xbox. That's kind of that kind of money.
Well, yeah. True, I guess it's...
Criticised as the world's most dangerous toy because of the radioactive material.
Yeah, I can see
that
why.
It's just insane, isn't it? I bet then someone thought, that's a great idea.
Why don't we bring it back, Dave? Why don't we buy sell it on?
Atomic clock. Yeah, that's a good
idea.
Yeah,
perhaps if we get in touch with them, see if they want to, you know, do some cross-advertising.
Maybe. Well, the guy who invented it, Alfred Gilbert, also came up with the Erector set. Apparently.
All right. I'm not sure I need to ask, but go on.
I have no idea what this is. It looks like
Meccano. I don't really want to type it into.
It looks like Meccano, in all honesty.
Okay.
But
so you erect something.
You build a bridge. You erect a bridge.
Erect a bridge.
Yes, indeed. So that was quite an amusing. These days you got your, I don't know. Well, what do kids have these days as a toy?
Phones.
They got their phones.
Phones and apps.
Phones and apps, indeed. But not a nuclear reactor. Maybe in the future. So
they might come back round. Like you
Maybe
know, like
come back.
Hairstyles and. Stuff always do look like they come back round again.
Perhaps flares, you got to have your flares. So that was that was quite interesting.
Yeah, thanks, Dave.
So what have you got? What have you got for us?
Well, I think we've reached a halfway point of the show. Let's go for an advertisement break.
Let's have an advert.
The British duo from Britain give you life. That's life. Dave, Tom, one microphone each.
Yeah. That's brilliant.
And we're back. I said that. Oh, never mind.
I said that also.
Well done. So today, at time of recording. Sorry, what do you first? You first.
Well, I was going to say, you were going to say about the. Schumacher thing, weren't you?
I am, yes. Did you want to lead into that?
No, you start. I was going to go another topic. Right. So you start. You go.
Oh, so kind. So kind. So today of time of recording, it is the 3rd of January.
2019.
Thank you. It is Michael Schumacher's 50th birthday today. And it's funny to think, isn't it, that Michael Schumacher is only 50. What's going on?
So I was applauding his.
Oh, you were doing it. Are you doing a thing? Oh, yes.
Yeah.
There you go. Well done, Michael. So just take a minute or two just to lament how much we wish Michael Schumacher well, and hope that you know he's as well as he can.
We still haven't heard very much about his health and how he's doing.
No.
Which kind of makes me think that it's probably not. That good a news, but
quite. It's a long.
Of course, we all wish him well.
Yes, it's a long term thing. Of course, 7 times world champion, winner of 91 Grand Prix, I think it is, and of course, many many podiums and a legend of the
and
sport.
Pole positions as well,
and all those pole positions. Legend of the sport, sorely missed, and we hope to see him maybe back in the public eye one day.
Yeah, we'll see. Okay, so...
Moving on from the somber note.
Each year, Dave and I, when the new year comes round, we make resolutions.
The way you've written it looks like United Nations resolutions.
Oh, UN resolutions.
Which is quite funny. Anyway, Karen.
No, it's not that. So this is where we pick things that we're not going to do. In the coming year, I did tweet this out, Dave, and no one's commented. I know. 29 and a half thousand fans, and no one could be bothered.
Are we still at 29,000? Are we? Oh,
29.5. Yeah, we've dipped below the 30.
Well,
which is
I'm
a bit
gonna
annoying,
I'm gonna help this out. I'm gonna help you out and say. There we go.
Are you commenting?
I did.
Why not just tell me?
well now you can read it out. See.
Oh, but I was going to get you to read it out.
We've just had a tweet from.
Oh, hold on. It hasn't come up yet.
Oh.
It says that you liked it. Did you? Wait, hold on. Why isn't this working?
I did comment.
Why can't I see the tweet? We don't have time for this faffing. Okay, I can't
refresh.
See it. It's not.
Refresh.
I've refreshed.
Refresh.
I keep refreshing.
Oh, this is a disaster.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Is it because I retweeted it? I retweeted it. I didn't actually comment.
Oh,
below.
God, it's so awkward.
It should still work. Oh, I liked your tweet. I like your Tom Delacour tweet and not the actual Dat's Life tweet.
Idiot. Working with idiots.
You just can't get the staff.
Just can't get. I gave you one job. Oh. Well, perhaps you should just tell us. Do you just?
So we have a comment, a tweet come in from a man
called what?
I don't know. It doesn't really say.
Okay.
But he has written, read more books.
Oh.
Ooh.
So that means this man will not read more books.
So it does.
Or does it mean he will read more books? No, he won't. If his unresolution is to read more books, then he won't be reading any more books. Yeah.
Oh, he's tweeted again.
Oh, has he? Go on then.
Not.
What's this one say?
Not.
Okay, so he's just confirming. He must be listening live.
It would seem so.
It must be. Yeah, it's weird that
amazing
how a non-live podcast can be. Anyway,
can make its way. So there we go. So read more books.
Thanks
not
to that man.
Very good. That's a good one.
Dave, what have you made any unresolutions?
I do actually. Mine is to not read books.
Also read. Okay, so to read more. Okay.
There you go. Okay. No, that's my one because I do want to. I want to read this one in front of me.
You've got that G. What's his name? Wells.
H. G. Wells.
H. G. Wells.
And I've got Mr. Coulthard's book to read as well, which I'll get around to.
Coulthard. Yeah. Well, you've already read part of that one, haven't you?
Well, yeah.
Brilliant. So what am I?
Have you got any? Yes. What's your unresolutions this year?
Unresolutions. Well, I say this one most years. I'm not going to do a skydive.
Ah, no. Paintballing.
Skydiving and paintballing are my unresolutions.
Big no. Green.
Let's think of a new one that I didn't say before. What do I want to do?
Lose a job.
Yeah, that's a bit dull, though, isn't it?
Release a book.
No. In fact, that brings me onto a point I wanted to bring up, which
don't
was my book.
Don't mention the. Oh, okay.
Oh, sure. Don't mention the book. Why not?
I thought you were going to save it for a special announcement.
Well, I am, but I just wanted to kind of give us an update before the announcement.
Oh, okay. Oh,
you know, like a
sure.
pre-announcement. I thought it'd be nice because I haven't talked about my book yet.
No, it's been kept under wraps very nicely.
Yeah. Well, I am writing a book, Dave.
Yeah, are you? Wow. Amazing.
And at some point, I will tell you what it's called.
I'm on the edge of my seat.
Brilliant.
I'm not actually on my seat.
Oh, you're not on your seat. You're standing up.
I'm kneeling, actually, because I thought this would
you're
be
you're kneeling?
I thought this would be better.
Why? Do you not have sore knees?
Well, they are a little bit, but if I move them, it keeps the circulation going, so it's all good.
Why don't you just sit in your seat?
Because it's not very comfortable.
But is it more comfortable than kneeling?
A bit of both, I suppose.
Why don't you sit on the floor, then?
because then I can't reach the. Hang on, I'll go down a bit. Okay, that's nice. Carry on.
Okay. Any resolutions you want to add in quickly?
So this year I'm not travelling. Is that right? I'm not
travelling. So you're gonna travel?
Oh no, the opposite.
No. So your resolution is to travel.
Yes. Yes, that's right.
So you're not going to travel?
Can't
at all.
Can't afford it.
You talked to me about going to Japan.
Yeah, well, thought about it and just realised it's a bit expensive. So.
Yeah, can't really afford that. Yeah. I will not. My unresolution is to run through town with no clothes on.
Oh, very good.
Yeah,
very good. But
and then
with one,
dance.
But with one sock on.
Sure. Okay.
Okay, good.
So that's my resolution.
Lovely. And come the end of the year, we'll review that and see how you got.
Yeah. Oh, we haven't reviewed last year's. I've forgotten what we said last year.
I know what you're like. Well, for you, it was don't go skydiving. So how did that go?
I didn't go skydiving. Woo!
Well done!
I think I said as well, I was not going to have a sex change, and I am still a man.
You achieved that.
I am still a man. That's good.
Marvellous. So good. I don't know what I said.
Yeah. I think you probably... I don't know. I don't really care. Anyway.
No. That's fine. So let's finish this quickie episode with the story of...
No, it's now a normal size.
Oh, this is normal show.
Well, yeah, this is the new streamlined approach.
So, quite. But so let's finish off with the story of a racing driver, because we love those on this show, named Hans Heyer. And,
okay.
He's a German from Germany. And he's very much like Michael Schumacher, actually, this man. So he holds the honour of being the only Formula One driver to have... right, so he's got one did not qualify.
Okay.
Yeah. One race start.
Yeah.
One did not finish, and one disqualified.
Oh God! And that's it. That's his.
Yeah,
that's his
four races. That's his four. That's his Formula One. No, one race.
Oh, one race.
One race.
Oh, but he didn't. What? How's that one race?
it's one race.
So
he didn't qualify.
In one race.
So he didn't qualify for the race. It was the German Grand Prix in 1977.
Okay.
He was driving for the Penske team.
Oh yeah.
And so he didn't qualify for the race, but because he was so well known, he just drove to the grid anyway.
Right.
And nobody cared. They let him get on with it.
Okay.
The car broke down on him after nine laps.
Okay.
Because of a gear linkage, so he didn't finish, but then he was subsequently disqualified because he shouldn't have started the race.
Wow.
So message to end on is don't give in, even if you don't qualify. go for it anyway, because you never know what might happen. And what a
you
story.
Never know.
What a story.
Inspiring.
Very, very, very inspiring.
Dave, I've just seen that pic that you sent me.
Yeah.
Of you sitting on the floor.
I'm on the floor, yeah.
Car.
You should tweet it out.
Why? Okay. Why are you sitting? I don't... You know, I don't understand you, Dave.
This is how we do podcasts now.
This is how we do it. Yeah.
That's life. Not as bad as a kick in the balls.
Thanks for listening. This has been That's Life, and we love you all.
We wish you all a happy new year and a
many
happy and healthy 2019.
And we'll see you throughout.
And we'll see you very shortly. I'm turning 30 in a few weeks, Dave.
You are.
We might do a show for that, I guess.
Well done.
Well, I haven't quite made it yet.
You've made it to the next decade. Well, nearly. So we'll have to have a celebratory.
We'll do a show for that one. All right. Thanks for joining me, Dave.
Thank you. Oh, and thanks for joining me, Tom. And thanks
you are welcome.
Waffling now. Let's.
You're listening to That's Life with Dave and Tom.
Art text and deleted scenes.
Okay. Anyway, I need to hoot off now because I've got people to see, things to meet.
All right. Do you want to do the headline at the end?
Well,
you know,
we don't have time for the headline this evening.
Fine. Unprofessional.
Next time we shall do the headlines.
That's what you said last time.
We'll hold it off.
Turn it off. Quit whilst toodles. We're ahead.
Toodles.
No, don't say that's an awful sign off.
That's Life podcast is part of Britpod Scene, an independent network of uniquely British podcasts that's always growing. Check out BritPodScene.com or follow BritPodScene on Twitter to find out more.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.